Back here for the fourth quarter segment of Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City here on WesternKansasNews.com. Fourth quarter set to begin here with Riley County moving the ball down the field on Scott City as Beavers trailed it 30-7 to the Falcons, but Riley County would move the ball down the field. It'd be a nine-play drive, and on the ninth play, the Falcons would strike yet once again with the very familiar Nick Al.
Trips bunched to the left side. Wing to the right. Now they'll send that is Allen who gets the carry. He'll bounce it outside. 10-5 touchdown. Riley County. Allen with his fourth rushing touchdown. This one from 14 yards out, and it's 34-7 Falcons as they soar to a 27-point lead early fourth quarter.
Allen, who was so elusive, hard to contain, even in tight quarters all night, and he rushed in there from 14 yards out with 11 minutes, 24 seconds to go. The two-point conversion would be good as it was the Twins connecting there. Connor Hawley to Avery Hawley made it 36-7 Riley County. Just 36 seconds into the fourth quarter. Scott said he would get the ball back and in pretty decent field position at their own 37-yard line to start the drive down 36-7. Unfortunately, it would be a one-play drive as the turnover play continued for the Beavers.
Shotgun air for Harrison King. He has passed for 72 yards and an interception tonight, his first since week six. He'll be back to pass. We'll throw it in the middle, and passes. Oh, it's picked off a deflection. And this is going to be intercepted that time off a deflection by Connor Hawley, his first pick of the year. And now Riley County forcing back-to-back turnovers. Scott City now plus three in the turnovers, and now Riley County plus 11.
The interception was the second straight turnover in as many plays for Scott City. The Falcons would be set up with great field position at the Scott City 40-yard line, and it'd only take one play for the Falcons to put the final dagger in.
First down, here's a carry up the middle, and this is Harmison, bounces it right side, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That's the little sweet play, cut it left to right, 40-yard touchdown run, and the route is on. 42-7 with 10:58 to go.
The 40-yard run there by Trey Harmison, nearly 31 seconds after they had scored to go up 36-7. It made it 42-7 for the Falcons. Alosha Abernathy's PAT would make it 43-7. Riley County, that came with 10:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Beavers would go 3-and-out on their next series, only gained a yard, but Riley County would move the ball a little bit down the field, and they would actually have a couple penalties that back him up, and they would punt it with about 6:44 to go in the ball game. Scott City would move the ball down the field after starting at their own 10-yard line, and they would push the ball down the field 90 yards. They would have one more score left in 2020.
King goes under center here. Two wings set up. Now man in motion is Kevin Serrano up the middle to Jace Thomas. Nice cut move. He's inside the 10. Goes left side, 5, and he walks in easily. Touchdown, Scott City. 69 seconds to go. The 15-yard run for Jace Thomas on his 16th carry for 111 yards and two touchdowns.
The extra point there kicked in by Brady Welker made it to 43-14 for Riley County there with 109 remaining. Scott City would squib kick it down the middle there, but Riley County recover. They would kneel it down twice and ran out the clock, and it would be a 43-14 Riley County victory over Scott City as the Falcons improved to 8-1 on the year. Scott City saw their season come to an end at 6-4. So we'll have our final segment, recap all the stats and everything in our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.